Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's for Bro on a Bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seed, broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad log, bad dude, bad bread, bad attention, bad vibes. It's the FOTB pod. So we got a little lot lizard action going. I've stumbled across them trucker hoes. I mean, where do you get a load of this? Where do I find these gems? I mean, I'm like a fisherman. I'm deep sea fishing and I land me a big old schnook. You're gonna love these girls. I mean, they really set the bar high.
Okay. You know, I really hate wearing makeup. I'm a tomboy at heart. Always have been. I think it helps me to make more money. Helps me more look more girly and more, you know what I mean? And it's just when I'm doing my hustle and dealing with truck drivers, it is what it is.
I mean,
no reason why a woman should be broke, should not have some type of financial options. No reason. Unless she's closed-minded, judgmental, or socially incapable of performing a hustle because she wants to be accepted by society. I've never heard of something so ridiculous in my life. Now, who wants to be accepted by society? Society is fair. Is making people kill themselves, kill other people.
Nothing like getting that crack rock hit in before you start your day. There's her pimp. Have a great day at the office, honey. She runs across the street to go work the trucks. Oh, it gets better. Believe me, you. Where do you see these people? I mean, you can't even top this.
Ask some questions.
That's it.
Ask some questions. Look, you're yelling on the radio, anybody want commercial and this and that, that means we'll see for sale. My mom?
Mitchell.
My mom's
Mitchell.
My mom's a Catholic woman. I mean, she don't cuss, she don't do anything.
Mitch.
I need to take a break. You gonna take my truck and leave?
What's
you wanted me to place an order, I did.
No, I'm here. I'm going to go.
Anyone's there, it's okay. See, well, this attitude is because she's jonesing for a crack. There's no sense in this. She asked me to do her a favor. I did it. Now it's not good enough. And I give my keys to a crack whore. You see how they get over on you? So easy, ain't it?
See how they get over on you?
You take Vincent Highway down if you want, and I stop at the store with Cam the way they are. I really
want
to get a fountain drink and some dog food.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I've been out there, it's pouring down, raining, but there's days when I don't feel it, you know? I don't feel it.
What?
Like right now, I'm at that truck stop every damn day. And you get burnt out, you know? I mean, and you get seen all the time, and then you get hot, and you know, truckers don't believe, they think you're just down here and you're a lot lizard.
What?
They don't give me nothing I don't earn. My time is valuable. They pay me for my time.
What?
If nothing happens, but I sit there and tell them they're all sad, it's still my time. I can't get that back.
What? Driving that big rig. By the way, I just want to say, over the years, I've had a strong trucker audience. Roughly 75% of my radio audience has been truckers. Late at night, listening to Pharrell on the Bench. They love me. I just never knew that the whole time that they were enjoying my show, talking about sports, that they were getting a Hummer inside the truck. This is all a huge development for me. This chick's working an angle right now. Here we go.
Across the white line.
Allegedly, she quit being a worker. I don't know what she's doing.
Can I have a kiss?
Did you get kissed for Zach?
Yes, I did.
I love living with my mom because I never get to see her. She used to live on the street. She used to have to sleep in her car. She used to smoke pot. She used to smoke cigarettes. She used to do everything.
Yeah, smoke crack, too.
She used to be grumpy. She used to be mean. She used to be horrible. It was really sad. I used to cry a lot because I wanted my mom.
I think you swear that I'll go to bed when you tell me to. I won't have a fight. I will wake up in the morning. I promise, I promise, I promise.
Thank God she don't go down to the truck stop anymore.
If I don't do all those things, you die.
Jennifer refuses to talk. We haven't heard her say a word yet.
Well, this would be the kitchen area. No bathtub. But we have a shower that I can almost touch the roof in. This will be where I will be washing myself, cleansing all my sins and all my pain away.
Oh, you got plenty of those.
I will never lose this house, ever. I will never leave this house unless it's because I'm moving to a bigger house. It will be a choice. I will never, ever, God willing, will I ever be dependent on somebody else to provide me someplace to live and something to eat. I am fully, like, 98% self-sufficient.
Well, thank God for that. You were counting on them truckers before. Come on, breaker, breaker, big rig. Peterbilt, big rig, breaker, breaker. 1040, breaker, breaker, for real. Roger, for real, on a bench, breaker, breaker. Oh, breaker, breaker, shake it, ooh, breaker, breaker.
Truck drivers get a bad rap, you know, you see them at the truck stop, and you got the lot lizards running around, and that's not to say that there ain't some of those guys that are doing that, and they've got the drug dealers running around, and that's not to say that there aren't some guys that are doing that, but predominantly, the average everyday truck driver is just another person like me and you trying to get along in a job that's real tough to do and very underappreciated.
You know, if it wasn't for truckers, we wouldn't have anything. Think about it. If you don't have truckers, you don't get your food, you don't get anything. Your supplies, your toilet paper, your paper towels, your beer. I mean, everything, literally everything you have is because of truckers. I mean, these guys deserve a little lot lizard time, don't they? I mean, come on. They get a little break from busting their asses and driving across country. Sometimes they never sleep. Now they make rules where they have to only drive a certain amount of hours or their truck engines shut off. My buddy puts these units in the trucks where they get literally shut off after 12 hours. I mean, they can't drive longer than 12 hours because the truck won't start unless they got somebody else in there. I don't even know how it works. I just know my buddy puts them in the trucks. That makes me wonder if my buddy has been down there getting a little lot lizard action. Check it out. Well, if you don't believe me, then listen to my boy. He'll tell you how it works.
You go into your local Walmart to buy whatever it is, bread, food, whatever. A truck brought that stuff there. There ain't no train tracks that pull up to the back of Walmart and they unload it from the train. It got there on a truck. And I feel like most people don't understand the fact that truck drivers are the heart and soul that makes this country run. If the trucks stop, the whole country stops.
80% of U.S. communities depend on trucking for delivery of their goods and commodities. 80%.
This is my house. This is where I spend a lot of time, just laying back watching TV. This part up here is the work area. RPM speedometer, volts, pretty much basically the same as your car, just more of it.
Air horn.
This is where the food is supposed to go.
Clothes on this side.
Microwave up here.
This is my table.
Some storage here.
No, a little flat screen TV.
This is my bed. You're in my living room right now. These walls get small. These walls close in on you. You know, being in this truck can actually make you crazy.
3 million truck drivers in the U.S.
That's her right there. That is a female lady in a driver's trunk somewhere talking to other drivers. She's just asking if anybody out there wants to have sex with her without verbally saying, will somebody have sex with me?
I need somebody to bend me over.
They'll talk dirty, filthy dirty to each other, or they'll work out a deal. She'll go to his truck and she will actually, okay, you want this, this is how much it's going to be. And if you want that, this is how much it's going to be. And the driver will agree or disagree. And if he agrees, he'll turn his CB off and he'll pull his cab curtain or his sleeper curtain, and they'll just like if they were married.
Just like they were married, except they aren't married. They're just getting it on, son, for money. You're getting a little action, you got to drop a Benjamin, son. So this chick that was talking before about putting on makeup and being a tomboy, and then she gets all dolled up and then goes over to the truck stop and works an angle. She got her hustle going. She's all about making money and smoking crack when she get back to the hotel room. And she's got her pimp, boyfriend, lover. I don't know what he is. All I know is she says she's in love with him and she hates being in love with him. She said the worst thing in her life is being in love. It makes her sick to her stomach. Actually, she makes me sick to my stomach just looking at her. I mean, she's so skeevy and disgusting, but she's funny. And she actually told her boyfriend, I can't even air it because it's just so absolutely repulsive. But in essence, what she said was is that he had kicking breath in Portuguese. I mean, she was really went on a tirade about it that I can't even begin to air. But just running it back in my head, it was all about, bro, you gotta brush your skank ass teeth because you got some kicking Hallie, son. Is there anything worse than somebody that's got the rocking Hallie? But how about this guy? What a stud. What he does is he sits in the room all day at the hotel. They got the extended stay overlooking the truck stop, and he's up there just smoking bowls all day. He does nothing. I mean, he doesn't even watch TV. He just smokes bowls and cigarettes nonstop. And then he reviews, I guess with me here, what he thinks of what she's doing down at the truck stop all day.
She's out there on the lot doing her thing or whatever she does, and I'm just trying not to think about it. Sometimes I don't feel good when she gets in the truck and leaves, and, you know, whatever happens. I don't know what happens. It's not, you know, I don't know in my mind. So my mind just a wondering. Truckers try to, they usually get at her about the sex thing, but she keeps it away from me, and I don't think it's that too many times because she knows that I don't like that.
Well, of course you don't like it.
Ever.
Because she's banging all day, multiple men, and you're sitting back waiting for her to bring the money home so you can smoke crack. And while you're waiting for her to come back, you're smoking all the weed that she wants to smoke with her crack. I mean, son, you do nothing. She does it all. She's got the hustle going. Of course, you don't want to think about it because you're worthless. He's a sugar daddy with no sugar. Now, this chick just absolutely is my favorite. Not the one living in the hotel, but the one that you can only understand about 25% of what she says. The rest of it is like mumbling. She loves somebody, she loves somebody, she loves somebody. You be the judge. And then sometimes there's some vulgarity, but you just got to go with it. Smoke some crack first. It's always important to get a couple of chips of the chimichanga in, a little chimichanga.
And sometimes I'll get really, really hopping, but I do it because it's hard to go down there and do my job straight. I can't. A lot of girls enjoy their job. Me, I don't know. Yeah. I have a great sex life with the man I'm with. I don't enjoy it. It's a job. Yeah. You know? It's not a career. It's a job. I'm not a whore. I'm a crack whore. I earn my money, whether it's from cleaning a truck, polishing wheels, or going to get you dope, or telling you a story, or dating you, I earn my money.
I don't care what you think Phil want or need. I can handle people I like, not you. Hand me some money, shut the fuck up. I told one guy, he's standing there right by the cement block talking to me. Do you have any money? No, then why in the fuck am I talking to you? And I walk away. I mean to truckers. I don't care about you or your family or what you think you don't want. You're an ATM machine to me. That's it, that's all. But I want to kiss you. I want to do this. I don't care what you want, how much money you got. And that's why, you know, it's a business to me. It ain't personal.
I mean to tell you, she tops the cake because she really is something else. I'm not a hoe. I'm not a crack hoe. Well, of course you're a crack hoe. Of course you're a crack hoe. I mean, you got to figure that out at some point. You're a rambling idiot. And I think my favorite line is that I don't care about your family. You're an ATM machine to me. But I'll kiss you in the face. All right, this next one's a real gem. I mean, this is solid gold right here.
Name is T. Sure for tequila. And I do it. What it's called for. You pay for it, I do it. I have no shame in my game. And you feel, I go out there and I do what it do, and I get my money and I get paid. There's other things I could have been doing. I could have been a friend. I could have been anything. Okay? But this is where I landed at. All right? We're here for... Everybody have a purpose in life. Everybody have a purpose. You know? That's the way I look at it. I'm here for a reason. I could have been done. I could have been gone a long time ago. Dead, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's the reason why I'm here.
Well, there you have it. I gotta tell you, at least she's figured it out. She landed on this gig because at one point or another, she just decided that even though she could have been a nurse, she just didn't want to be a nurse. But she could have been. She could have been a nurse. She could have been a lawyer. She could have been anything she wanted to be in life. But she was dropped out of the sky to be a trucker hoe. And this is really what it's come to. And I think she's done a really fabulous job of landing on top of knowing what she does and being all over it. Plus, she's big and fat to begin with purple lips and purple lipstick. And she got a fantastic nickname, T, short for tequila. And that's what I'm talking about. Shake it. This is the one that finally got out of the truck lots and started her own thing. She's got her daughter back. She's doing fantastic. I am a little troubled by her definition of sobriety because she says she's sober, but you listen in, she'll fill the gaps in for you.
I have never been this sober. I've always had something. Granted, you know, I still smoke pot, but other than that, I just really try to just stay focused and not get all wrapped up in chemical escapes.
Stay focused!
It's all chemical. And the last 5 years has been hard. I ran from drugs and men and drugs and men until, well, now it isn't working for me. I don't really know who I was, so this is like the very first time where I'm figuring out, okay, this is what kind of person I am, because I've never been on my own, ever.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to go really well in terms of her sobriety and everything, with that she just likes to smoke pot, that's it.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I wonder how that works with the rest of everybody that is in sobriety when you're clean and you're not drinking or using drugs, but you think they still get a smoke pot on the side just like it's like a little sidebar action? Like, it don't matter if I'm over here smoking some of that K-Funk Swiss cheese, does it? I mean, I don't do anything else. How about this chick? I've never been on my own before, and it's fantastic to find out what I'm all about and who I am, and I'm getting to meet the real me. I've never been on my own. All I ever did was sleep with truckers and truck lots and do drugs. But now I'm living on my own with my daughter, and I'm just smoking pot and finding out who I am. And I think the odds of me succeeding in this new apartment are about, I don't know, 2% out of 100. So my dude over here pretty much sums it up of them long hauls he goes on. There's a lot of loneliness going on.
I'm a fortunate individual because I have a wife and two boys. And then I'm an unfortunate individual in that I got to drive off and leave them. Your heart just goes out to your family because you can't be there just to touch them. Hold hands with them, give them a hug. That kind of support that just people need. With the loneliness and the availability of the lot lizards. For some people, that's an answer, I suppose. I see them everywhere I go.
Man, you can get three of those girls in this truck right now. If you offer three of them money, all three of them would jump in the truck with you together right now. You know, you'll be surprised. Sometime you come out here, you'll be surprised to see the girls that are out here.
No, I'm not looking for no company. Why are you trying to hurt me showing all the goods like that?
You've been away from your wife for 2 or 3 months on the road. You gotta have some. We here to provide whatever these truck drivers need. As long as we're protected and nobody's gonna try to hurt us.
And you know that, right? You know truck drivers out here look out for y'all. You know
some.
That. Some of them, yeah. Some
most
of them.
Most of them.
Yeah, most of them. Some of them are, you know, bad. Some of them give y'all a hard time, but...
Try to take our money, try to get free pizza.
Well, you know that go with the game. You got to try to get it free if you can. The same way you guys try to take all the money sometimes. If it's a good night, you guys are willing to deal. If it's a bad night, you guys try to squeeze. Isn't
as
that the way it goes?
As long as you're giving me what I want, I don't give a fuck.
Which is what, baby?
40-68.
Oh, no. This is just a disaster what's happening here. Now, it's important that I, like, figure out the prices here, you know, for the next time I'm out on the road.
The lowest I'll go is like 40, 50, and 60, which is 40 below, 50 straight, 60 for everything. Or I do 60, 80, and 100. You gotta feel the person out.
On average, I pull in about out here at a truck stop about maybe 4 or 5 a night. Downtown on a strip, I pull in about 7 or 8 a night. The most I've ever made in a night was $13.50. 6 hours.
50 is for like a blowjob, 60 straight, 80 for half a blowjob sex.
I got bills. I got my own place, which means I got rent that I gotta get paid. I got a car note. I got a 3-year-old that's gotta have clothes, Pampers, you know, pull-ups, all that shit. Stuff costs me.
You come out here one night and you make $600, you know, you like, damn. That's rent, you know? I could go out tomorrow and make the same thing and I'd be good for a while. You know what I mean?
I guess that's a fairly nice haul. You know, if you're making 5 or 6 a night and you put in 5 nights, I mean, you got a nice little haul right there. I'm starting to think that these two are my favorite. She's definitely my favorite chick, the babbling idiot. And then her boyfriend, he's a real gem too. Where do you get a load of these two together?
This is my best friend. I've loved this for so long. It's like, I feel when Mitch is around. I feel him. I can't explain it.
Mitch doesn't know how to love anybody. Mitch is not poor Mitch, but I know if I ever leave him, he'll die. He'll hunt me down. He can't live without me. I know that.
Have I ever cheated on you?
Until I know about.
Have you cheated on me?
Until I know about.
Don't lie to the camera.
A couple times.
See?
As long as she's mine, I know it. Ain't nobody gonna take her away.
Oh, see, I don't. When I'm working, it's like it's a job, and I mean, I don't even take off my clothes. The only time I've been with a man naked was when we had a threesome because he asked me to do it. Are we still engaged?
I don't think so right now.
See, tomorrow we'll be.
He loves me.
I love you.
My mom and dad, though, my mom, they treat me pretty bad sometimes, huh?
Treat you worse than anybody I know.
Yeah, I mean, to tell you, those two, they're meant for each other. I think they're going to have a really long life together and a wonderful marriage. I mean, they're joined at the hip, those two. Then Jennifer arranges an interview with the man that turned her on to truck prostitution. I don't know how she pulled it off, but she was able to get the interview, especially for you.
You want to take your coat off and relax?
Yeah, I guess I could. I've never done this before, so it's kind of... I could call you up and I'd offer you money to come and sleep with me in the truck, which wasn't cool.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. To this day, I'll never understand it. Because in my mind, I think I was... giving you money, but I wasn't giving it to you as a
gift.
I was giving it to you as a gift. But it was, it got so, our relationship got so screwed up, there was no answer or no reason. Just watching you.
Oh.
It was like, I thought it was going to be exciting or something different, you know, and it wasn't. And the fact that when you look, we made eye contact when you were doing that, and the look on your face was like, please get me out of here. But I didn't know, I didn't know what you, there was no knowing what to do from there.
Oh God, he starts breaking down and crying. It's all your fault. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. He couldn't continue.
We ask you to put your hands on this situation. We know it's a horrible situation, and we know how damaging the drugs can be, and that her life is going well, and we don't know the situation. You know the situation.
It's important that she hooked up with the trucker chaplain to pray for her many sins of being a trucker hoe and doing massive quantities of drugs. My dude runs a church in the truck parking lot in a truck. I have seen it all.
Hey, is there any churches for Satan around here?
Most people want to work within the sound of a church bell. I want to run a rescue shop 3 feet from hell, and I found it right here. We're going to get all kinds of people coming in here, and that includes the prostitutes. So we're very excited to have it. I wish more of them would come in.
This is a church on wheels. It's built up to minister to truck drivers. The dirtiest thing that a man could ever do is go into the crotch of a driver that's run 500 miles in his dirt and perform a homosexual act. If Satan has ever tricked humanity, that's ultimate. That's the big gun. And I'd say it's one of the signs of the last days of this earth.
Well, there you have it. Apparently, there's all kinds of hell going on and the devil's at work right there in the truck lot. Taking over the trucker's souls, taking over their crotches, taking over their pants, taking over their lives. So they need to go to the church on wheels. So that guy apparently doesn't like gays too much, and that's on him. So now we get a little shot from the left field right here. We got a gay driver that's just going to tell you how it is.
The ones that come on the CBs tell you that they're going to kill you, they're going to find you, they're going to shoot your fucking head off. I've had several people tell me that one. I know where you're at, I know where you're sitting, I'm going to come over there, bash your head in, shoot your fucking brains out.
Any truck drivers in Breezewood looking for a free massage tonight? Go to channel 23. Any truck drivers in Breezewood looking for a free massage tonight? Go to channel 23.
Oh, breaker, breaker.
I give massages. It's my keyword for BJs. In some states, it's all right. This state, nobody can be gay. A lot of people think I'm going to hell. I just tell them I've been there already.
There you go. If you're going to go to hell, that's one thing. But if you've already been there and you're living in hell, that's an entirely different thing right there, son. So my girl said she was doing a quick hit on the lot. She said it's really crazy there right now. It's hectic. There's tons of truckers there. It's a feeding ground. And she needs to make some quick hustle money. Working an angle.
I told her, this guy in the truck will need $20 per day. I got 40 out of him. So I have 40 in my pocket. And I dated him for it. You know, I ain't gonna lie, I mean, I did. He was funny, he got my number, asked me to marry him. He wants $60 worth of dope. Now, I don't have to come back. He's gonna trust you to do what's right. That's because I have a reputation. See, I told you, I know when to go to the truck stop. I feel it. People out there all day long. Why are you out here all day long? There ain't no money to you standing around for what? A maybe? I feel money.
She's really good at finding the money. I mean, she just gets the money and she is gone. In and out. Bang, bang. She comes in. Swipes her money, gets out. She plays like she don't even do favors. You know what kind of favors I'm talking about. She ain't turning no tricks. She just getting people to give them their money. She claims she never takes her clothes off or does anything. She just gets everybody's money. She's like a vacuum. So she made her money, and then she went and scored. The guy wanted 60 worth of rock, so she went and got some butter, which is another term for some of that chimichanga. And then instead of bringing him back his chimichanga, she took it home. She smoked it all. So she's just a real keeper. What a gem. Real trustworthy. Here, give me 60 worth of butter. Yeah, I'll be right back with that. Yeah, right back into her mouth. She snapped that up real quick and started doing massive hits. She did it all in front of her dog. Then we get back to the lot and we see some more of these gems.
If you come out here sober and you go through this truck and that car and this car and you got all these different types of attitudes and they want this and some people want this and some of them are nasty. You see what I'm saying? So it gets rough. But when you're high, you don't care. And the money just falls into your lap, just falls there.
Who has a copy on that girl with them red booty shirts on and that red shirt? Go ahead and take it on down to channel 29. That's channel 29 for the girl with the red booty shirt.
Yeah, my name is Cinnamon. I've been coming out to the truck stop for 3 years now, and I just got out here, and I'm about to get ready to go.
What up, Cinnamon?
Around here, you know, so. What I usually bring out here is condoms. I usually have wipes. I usually have deodorant. I usually have a knife. And comb, probably makeup, and sometimes I'll bring a change of clothes, so it all depends. And that's basically it.
At least you got your knife.
Is this a lot clear or what?
They're gonna police. Second row. Huh?
Look out, here comes the po-po. You can see the po-po. We got a situation. Rider, better, runner. So she sees the po-po and takes off running. And then I like seeing what the po-po's up to in the lot.
Yeah, definitely dangerous place to be at night. Yeah, truck drivers are already letting everyone know that we're back here.
Hookers running in front of me right now. Nothing major. Girls running from security. Seems like a normal thing going on. My name is White Devil.
He's the security.
Security at this truck stop. We've all had weapons pulled on us. Truck drivers try and run us over because we
you know, we're out there keeping the prostitution and the drugs away. So they try and get us out. They basically, like, as soon as security comes back there, they're on their Nextels, they have portable CB radios, they let everyone know. The truck drivers start letting everyone know, and the girls go and hide into the trucks until the security's out of the way.
Why do you think they call you White Devil?
Because I would approach people really nice, and then all of a sudden I would just turn on them like that, like to have them arrested, so that just one of my tactics I'd use on people.
Sounds like they want to kick the White Devil's ass because he's ruining their fun. That's what I think. White Devil's in the way, son. I love listening to this guy describe the lot lizards, what he thinks of them.
They're so far gone. Like, they're not even a human being to me anymore. Like, they're just some piece of trash scum that's out there, you know, spreading diseases, selling drugs. And it's sad, you know, because, I mean, at one point, yeah, that was, you know, somebody's little girl. And it's not anymore.
You got that right. Female sex workers have a mortality rate 40 times higher than the national average.
And left somewhere I knew, didn't know where I was. I've been raped and thrown out of a car.
I told you I got stabbed right here when I was 8.5 months pregnant with my 17.
I've been robbed, I've been raped, I've been kidnapped at gunpoint.
I've been shot. So once I see him pulling his hand back up, I just jumped out of the moving car. I said, oh no, we can't do this. And I got about maybe 2 blocks. Felt something stinging in my leg and I dropped.
And the next thing I knew, I felt the barrel of a gun in the back of my head. And they told me to climb in the back seat and they took me to a neighborhood that I knew. And they just did what they wanted to do with me and then they let me go.
I mean, it really sounds like a fantastic way to spend your days and night and to, frankly, make a living. You know, having all that happen to you and people shooting you, stabbing you, throwing you in the gutter, throwing you out of the truck and doing what they want to you and rape and everything else and pillaging. I mean, it just sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Where do I sign up?
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What should I do? Should I go back to the lot and make a lot of money or find a terrible job?
I have to find a job now. If I do not find a job, I cannot pay my rent, and I'm going to lose this apartment that I just got. And I'm running out of time. It's really hard because, you know, these are crappy ass jobs for $8 an hour, or I could work one day a week on the lot and make $300 easily. And that's not even being greedy. And have to leave my child one day a week rather than go to these shitty ass places for 8 hours a day for minimum wage to barely make $300 a week if I'm lucky. And, you know, leave my daughter every day, 5 days a week. So it's really kind of a toss-up because, you know, It's easy to suck anything up for a couple hours to make some money.
I think it's a simple decision. You got to go back to the lot. That's where the money is, son. Lot lizards. You got to get back in the game, kid. Make that fresh stack. Ain't going to make no money. We're going to have minimum wage down at the burger flipping place. Gotta get back out there and get that grind on, get that groove on. I love this dude. All he does all day is sit in his hotel room, smoke cigarettes and weed and crack, and then maybe once every couple hours he goes out on the walkway in front of the hotel room and leans over the railing and has another cigarette. And he just looks out over the truck lot while his girlfriend goes and hose out and makes money as Pimp Daddy stays at home just mowing through three packs of cigarettes a day. I'm surprised he even puts a coat on when he goes outside. I mean, it's just a rough existence for him, just on your ass in a chair, doing drugs all day, and then standing up, going to the railing outside the room and having a smoke, going back in, having 15 more smokes, and then imploring his wisdom on us.
I mean, I knew what happens sometimes, but in my mind, I can't call that my woman if she's with another man. And it's just blatantly thrown in my face, and I know it, even though I think it, now I know it.
Wow, you haven't figured that out yet?
Have you ever left her here?
Do I have what?
Have you ever left her here?
Sure have. I pull her out of the truck. She stick to it like glue. I pulled her out and throwed her out. Throwed her face out of here and took off. Enough's enough. If she don't know when's enough's enough.
But I thought she had it all figured out. I thought she was a genius. She never takes her clothes off. Boy, does she got the hustle going. She hits on every trucker she sees. I mean, it's one after the next. She's just working an angle every second of the day. I mean, she's just strolling from aisle to aisle working angles and stealing people's money so she can smoke chips. I always love when she starts talking and giving me advice.
I've had 7 offers of marriage. I got 3 guys offered me 2 5-bedroom houses on both sides from Alabama if I really want. They put my name on it. All truckers. That's why I don't like doing. They fall in love with me. He's that guy that night. The one that gave me his number that I had before I met the black guy. He asked me to marry him.
Do you like going home?
Yeah, I do. I miss my. I like going home. I need to go home. It's just that I like going home empty-handed because they know I'm down here getting high. They know I'm down here spending money. And, you know, they have bills and stuff. I mean, we don't make the ends meet very well.
What's great is that they showed her when she was 16, and then they showed a picture of her when she was 25, and she was actually cute when she was 16, hot when she was 25, and then 10 years in the truck lots have turned her into a lot lizard, and I mean to tell you, she looks like somebody been beating her with a Louisville Slugger. I mean, this chick has more wrinkles and beat up face. I mean, just an absolute disaster. And her scraggly ass buck teeth, rotting yellow, teeth falling out, hair falling out, thinning hair, hasn't washed her hair in a month. And she wears a long leather coat all the way down to her ankles in the middle of summer. And she's just an absolute disgusting pig. And what tops the cake is she thinks she's hot. And she thinks all these dudes want to marry her. Did you hear? I had 7 dudes offer me marriage and offer me 2 houses. Offer me everything. Give me their house. Give me their kid. Give me their hand in marriage. They all want to marry me. Every girl. They all. I never take my clothes off, though. But I'm down here getting my rocks off, getting high, stealing people's money. And I'm the hottest commodity on the lot. Everybody knows how hot and sexy I am. Now, I notice old haggard lady is her mother, and she's got absolutely no teeth. I don't understand a word she says. I think the guy with her might be the boyfriend, because he doesn't look to be the same age as old Bertha here. But they're trying to make ends of it, trying to figure out what their girl's problem is. The old lady's daughter, she's a mess, and she knows she's a junk. And that she just blows all her money, her hoe money, on drugs and butter. She's snapping cookies all day and lying through her teeth, whatever teeth she has left. But I like listening to these two trying to figure it out.
God, you should talk.
24/7.
Yeah, she's a
little
bitch, what she is.
And me. Betty is the only one that can help Betty. She has the support. She just...
I mean, she's a royal. I mean, a royal. Class A.
That's about half a dozen times you said that.
I hope and pray to God that she gets off the stuff before I die. That's all I want in life. She gets off of it before I die.
Yeah, good luck with that, of her getting off the butter before you die. You're already 100, and she's snapping all day, every day. That's all she does. I mean, she is a freak for that glass D. All right, this next chick, I think, might be 80, and she's a hooker, and she's blind. I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't steal. I don't steal from nobody. But people shouldn't downgrade me, put me down because I can't see. And they shouldn't say, hey, just because I'm blind don't mean I can't get up off my funky ass and do dishes and clean the house. Because I can.
I knew Sunshine when she first started. She was 18 years old. Beautiful girl. Beautiful girl.
She was a sister. Right on, drank, partied. You know?
Well, talk to me. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. You're just so excited.
She used to go with this guy, Spider. He's in prison now. Well, crazy, you know? I mean, he worked her, you know? As she put it, you know, she did a whole lot of sucking and flicking and gave him the money, you know? But this dude's crazy. I seen him kill a guy right at Circle K back in about 86.
Matter with that puppy? Yes. I know. Yes. It's okay.
He was out here going truck to truck to truck, giving it to these guys. And now, because of it, she's blind as a bat. She had third stage syphilis.
I never call myself a prostitute. Because there's a difference between a prostitute and a working girl. Everybody has their way of working.
I guess you're right about that, but third stage syphilis thing just doesn't sound like something I want to be involved with in any capacity. I love this chick. What a gem. She's obviously with her little pimp boyfriend. She's acknowledged that she does the truck lot every day, all day, and she's just getting it done with multiple different men. That she's also, with her crack habit, weed, cigarettes, booze, pregnant. Must be nice for the baby to have that going on inside the belly as she's carrying the baby, to have all that crack she's smoking during the term of the pregnancy, and then constantly looking for her next score in a truck or with drugs. They love each other. They're gonna have a baby.
Do you have the air conditioner on?
She's getting exercise.
Uh-huh.
Now I don't know what she's doing. She goes in some room with a neon light. This is good.
What do you think? It's all about the truck stop. People put too much emphasis on things that you can see. Like it's something that is... like it matters. Half of what you see isn't really what you're seeing. It's something, someone, or and not everything is as it seems. Nothing is as it seems. You know what I mean?
Actually, no, I don't know what you mean. Gee, do you think the kids pick up on whether or not mom's doing drugs or anything? Or maybe smoking again, doing some bong rips?
I think my mom still smokes because I saw a pot thing in her closet. It's the pipe. And this is where she puts the pipe in. She puts this in here. And then she puts it in her purse and she hides it. Maybe makes me feel like my mom is not very a good mom anymore.
I guess she isn't.
She told me she will never do it again. She still does.
Of course she does.
She lies now. It's horrible.
She's a horrible person.
Had to get some, what's wrong?
Today has just really been an awful day. Or maybe it's because I'm tired. We had such a busy day yesterday and busy night. Like, them kids were off all night, and today has just been... Like, seriously?
Maybe it's because you smoke pot all day.
It's just been bad.
Oh, holy, holy, holy,
holy. I hate it when it's bad like this. I'm still not functional at all. Because I haven't shot dope in 3 months, make me feel. Have I healed from anything?
No. No, you, no, you haven't.
I haven't.
You need to structure your life.
Structure how?
And in structuring your life, you need to structure Isabella's life.
I don't even know what you're saying right now. None of this makes any sense. Well, then structure
maybe,
what?
Well, then maybe we should talk tomorrow then.
Go get a job with me. Honestly, pretend to be me. I want you to go get a job with me. Because I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I don't seem to qualify for anything.
You don't. Because you're a junkie.
You know, I applied to Kmart. Did I get it? I really need somebody that's going to say, this is what's going on and this will pass. Because if it doesn't pass, I'm going to disappear for a month. Oh. And I don't want to do that, but seriously... I want to do that right now. I want to vanish.
Please don't vanish because your boyfriend's as bad as you. He doesn't have a job either. You're both losers. You need to both get a job. You need, I think, to go back to the lot, honestly, because that's where the money is. You were way better off when you were working a lot, making $300 a day, doing a couple tricks. I know you got the junkie thing going on, but the Kmart gig's not going to work for you, I don't think. Because you just snap too many tubes, and your boyfriend's fat and lazy and doesn't work either. Oh, it just gets better by the minute.
I quit working out here for a little while, but I was always broke. I had to deal with the fact, okay, I don't have cigarettes. I'm sitting at home for a week straight with no gas in my car, so I can't go look for work, can't get my daughter to the doctors. No.
Actually, this was more of like a I'm gonna do it until I finish school type thing. I'm currently taking a massage therapy. I will be done with that like towards the end of this month, and then come August I'll be starting personal training.
Wow, that sounds like a deal. You could do personal training, personal massager, and you can practice when you're a hooker in the trucks on training techniques and massage techniques. I mean, you're really making great strides. I think this is the roll call, actually, of great thinkers and minds.
I'm gonna probably smoke crack until I find somewhere to live, which I don't know when that's gonna be.
I've been in and out of it for quite some time, and every time I say I'm gonna get out of it, I end up getting back in it.
I just continued, and now they call me the old school. So, and that was it. I just kept going and going and going.
Sure did. You just kept going and going and going and hoeing and going and hoeing and going and hoeing and going. But nobody can top this girl. She sets the standard. I mean, just hands down.
I don't do crack because... I mean, I don't enjoy the high anymore. I mean, once in a while I might enjoy the high. So I always try to cut. I do crack now just so that I don't kill people, probably. It's like smoking a joint, drinking a beer. You know, it's my escape. And yeah, I quit crack. I'd like to have a normal life again. I don't know if I ever can. I mean, I'm educated and stuff, but I've been through so much that I have like post-traumatic stress syndrome. It's very hard for me to be in a normal life. What's normal?
I mean, mean, as long as you got that crack pipe in your hand all day, I'm sure you're really doing the right thing. And, you know, I think it's obvious to most of us that you have a tremendous educational background. The best part was my boy, the pimp, he finally got up and grabbed his stuff and left. He grabbed everything and left the hotel and bolted, got on a bus and left her crack-smoking ass, and then called her up and said, I'm done with your crack-smoking ass. And she's like, you have to come back because I love you. Meanwhile, the whole time she's saying she loves him, she's got a crack pipe in her hand and her greasy-ass hair, and she's wearing her stilettos getting ready to go back to the lot and bust some moves and make some more money as the hoe she is. Check out. The last thing I saw was the unemployed fat chick that smokes too much pot and her apartment that she couldn't pay the rent on, that she was never going to be able to pay the rent on because she never had a job and all she did was sit around with her fat boyfriend doing nothing and not working. She finally found her way back to the lot to get some more action. That easy money, son. Turning them tricks on the FOTB pod. Trickity. Lot lizards. Lot lizards. Red rum. Red rum.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.